music to get you in the mood. How did you like that, Craig? For
love it.
A second
love
for it. That. The Glenn Miller Orchestra. The world famous Glenn Miller Orchestra will be coming to Elyria. And here to talk about why and where and what it's all about is Kristen Jones of Wesleyan Senior Living. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me this morning.
So it's always fun to hear some big band music, getting people moving in the morning. This is coming up on Tuesday, May 12th. Now, where will this be taking place at?
The performance will take place at the Elyria High School Performing Arts Center at 8 o'clock p.m. It's just an unbelievable opportunity for our community to host a world-famous global touring band like the Glenn Miller Orchestra. We're so excited about it.
How does something like this come about, that you're able to bring them here to town?
Well, we were looking for something that was reflective of our community. We're an older adults, 55 and over community, which you probably know as Wesleyan Village and Wesleyan Meadows. And we were looking for a performance opportunity that would raise funds for our charitable Life Care Fund, which supports older adults who have outlived their own personal resources. And this just seemed like the perfect fit for us.
This again is coming up on Tuesday, May 12th at 8 o'clock, the Elyria High School Performing Arts Center. When people see the Glenn Miller Orchestra, they're thinking, well, Glenn, we know Glenn disappeared in a plane crash back in during World War II.
Well, but yes, Glenn will not be present.
Obviously not, but his music and music of that era is what really gets performed then, right?
I think that's the important thing. The big band music, and particularly the Glenn Miller sound, has really lived on for the past 70 years. Even after his disappearance, the orchestra continued on and really experienced a resurgence with the Glenn Miller story with Jimmy Stewart back in the 50s. And ever since that time has really captured the history and the style of American music and appeals to really to all ages.
And it's not too often maybe you don't get to hear a professional big band that sort of set up as it was even, you know, 60, 70 years
yes,
ago.
That's so true. And we've been really working on bringing this orchestra to Elyria for about a year now. So this has been a long planning process, and the community has really stepped up to the plate and responded so well to the excitement of this event.
And some of that music really is timeless. That particular track, I believe, resurfaces in the movie Parent Trap, maybe 10 years ago with Lindsay Lohan when she was younger. But, you know, that music just comes back and comes back, and that says a lot about the music itself.
Absolutely. It's a style of music that really appeals to all ages. There's been a big resurgence in popularity in big band music. You see a lot of swing bands in this area that have really experienced that resurgence.
Well, it's one of those things where anybody who's gone through a band in school, usually that's somewhere out of the line, you maybe play some of that music, or you have an instrument that, you know, you're thinking, what do I do with it now? And if you want to continue on, maybe you hook up with a band of that nature to.
And that's really how Glenn Miller himself started out. You know, he was a trombone player. And back in the 30s, he was looking for a style of music that would be his own, really a different kind of a sound. And so what he did was he employed the use of clarinets and saxophones in ways that hadn't been employed in that big band music. And so many say that that's really what set the Glenn Miller Orchestra apart, was that different sound that he uses with the reed instruments.
And again, this is coming up on Tuesday, May 12th. It'll be at the beautiful Elyria PAC, as they like to call it, the PAC, over at the high school where they're performing. And it's, you know, it's one of those things, I guess, not only the music, but also just the visual of it, because they're all, you know, they wear the suits, they've got the band stands in front of them, that kind of setup
yes.
that people maybe are familiar with. And I guess they also provide, they have singers as well.
They
so
do.
Not all
they sing. There are singers that travel with the group. And it's a very stylized sort of performance. So you're right, it is visual as well as that audible experience. And I would just like to take a moment to say how much the community has really come forward. I would encourage your listeners, if they are interested in purchasing tickets, to do so sooner rather than later. We are about 75% sold out. And so these tickets are going to go fast, and we expect it to sell out. But certainly, WEOL has been one of our supporters, the Chronicle-Telegram, Nordson Corporation, Lorain County Community College, Buckeye Community Bank, University Hospitals, Elyria, Elyria Schools. So many organizations have really stepped up to make this event possible for us.
It's called Swinging into Spring, getting people moving in some excitement that'll be coming again. This is coming up on Tuesday, May 12th. Tickets are $25 for people to come to and enjoy this. And sometimes when people think of big band music, think of old, you know, older music, because it's recorded at some time in the past, maybe not as high fidelity, but hearing it live, hearing those bright sounds, and realizing that many of those people in that band are very youthful, which kind of replicates of when the time when they were kind of like the young band of the time that the people were responding to.
Yes, that's like, right. You know. These are professional musicians. They travel the globe. They're traveling 10 months out of the year, and they are professionals at what they do, and that's the sound that you'll hear in this concert.
Now, Glenn Miller, obviously not there to lead it, but they must have a leader, somebody who kind of like takes control and is the...
Nick Hilscher is actually their band leader now. He's also one of their singers, and he's been leading their band for the past couple of years. They're under the musical direction, though, of Larry O'Brien, who is the lead trombonist with the orchestra. So there's still that trombonist leading the way on their music.
He's the one who can stop playing a little bit and keep time and get everybody mm-hmm. moving along. And I'm sure, not only with the music, I would assume there's maybe a little bit of a story, or they kind of interact with the audience to kind of take them on this journey, as it were?
You know, I'm not exactly sure how that will go, but I think that it will be very indicative of the kind of big band performance that you would have seen, say, in 1942. And when I hear the first strains of Moonlight Serenade, that will be a real moment.
Well, everybody has their own favorite.
Yeah, everybody does.
Well, Craig, and here, as we close out the program, if people want to get the tickets, how do they go about doing that?
They can go either on to the elyriaschools.org website, click on Performing Arts Center, and you can buy your tickets online, or you can call our ticket line number, which is 440-284-9728.
All right. Well, Kristen Jones from Wesleyan Village, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having
me.
And
I see your train is here, ready to pick you up.
Oh, great.
And take you
I'm ready to go.
On the way with a little Chattanooga choo-choo.
Partner, it's my day.